Is it misbehavior or a serious difference of opinion in the Obama State Department? 50 mid-level career diplomats at the State Department have signed an internal memo urging the Obama administration to use targeted military strikes against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his government. So far, the U.S. list of targets in Syria is limited to ISIS and extremist rebel groups. The U.S. also has 300 special operations forces on the ground in Syria, training moderate rebel groups. Ambassador Robert Ford, former ambassador to Syria from 2011 to 2014, who's now a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute and a Kissinger fellow at Yale University, says this is a red flag from inside the government that the Obama approach in Syria is not working.
The argument that the people in the State Department memo are making is not that there needs to be regime change. What they are saying is there needs to be a negotiation for a new government. Regime change and negotiation are not the same thing. They're very different. Sending in an army to topple a government is not the same thing as getting the two sides in a civil war to negotiate to create a new government. But a negotiation, a successful negotiation, requires compromises, mutual compromises to get to a political deal. The Syrian government, Assad's government, has consistently refused to make any compromises.
You believe military strikes, airstrikes by the U.S. will produce those compromises?
There has to be more pressure put on the Assad government. There are a variety of ways you could do that, whether it's direct, limited U.S. airstrikes, whether it's providing greater assistance to the Syrian armed opposition, to vetted groups that are not jihadi groups. There are different ways to do it. I think the policy that we now have, the president's policy, is not producing pressure on Assad and will not produce a negotiated end to the Syrian civil war, and that means more terrorism. Islamic State continues to recruit people, and it means also more refugees flowing out of Syria and the destabilizing impact that has, even on our friends in countries in Europe, for example.
Without getting into a na-na-na-na-na kind of discussion, you know some of the people who've signed this memo, and I suspect their opinions are – these are people you respect.
Absolutely. I have not seen the list of signatories. I don't know exactly who signed it, but I certainly have friends who still work in the State Department on Middle East issues, and there is frustration inside the State Department that the Syria policy is not working and a new approach is needed to get to the policy objective which the President and the Secretary of State both say they want to achieve.
Ambassador Robert Ford is the former ambassador to Syria from 2011 to 2014. He's a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute. Thanks so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.